College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday fast?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on the Score.
I think we want to be an attacking, aggressive style of defense. I think we want to take the fight to the offense and not let the offense dictate the tempo to us. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to challenge everything. We're going to play the game the right way. We're going to play a tough, physical, brand of football. And I think the brand of football that you come to expect at the Chicago Bears.
Dennis Allen's introductory press conference, and I'm excited to see what he does. I think that his style is a little bit different from what you've seen from Bears defensive coordinators. And I like it. I like that there is a challenge and that he looks at it the way that a lot of really smart, Kirby Smart, for example, one of those people that likes to dictate to the offense instead of just reacting to the offense.
Absolutely. Dennis Allen is one of those dudes who loves to try and confuse quarterbacks, and he did a great job of confusing Tom Brady. Like, five games in a row as defensive coordinator, and the fifth of them, he was actually the interim head coach. But there was a run of five in a row where he just dominated Brady. The Saints went 4-1. Brady got his butt kicked and got incredibly frustrated after in the fifth and final one of those games. And I know Tanny went back and grabbed some audio from the 9-0 win Saints over Tampa Bay on a Sunday night at Raymond James Stadium. So in Tampa, shutting out Tampa Bay and Tom Brady, Dennis Allen absolutely dominating him, and Brady knew it. And here's a moment that they shared late in that game.
Dennis Allen couldn't catch it on the sideline, but the only thing hasn't gone right for him tonight, filling in for Sean Payton. 3rd and 10, 4-down territory, of course. Brady pressured, escapes, and throws on the run. He's intercepted. Gardner Johnson cuts underneath. They've turned Brady over twice. 8 interceptions in these regular season matchups the last 2 years with the Saints. And the New Orleans Saints are knocking on the door of a headline-grabbing win in Tampa against the Champs. Brady yelling over there at the Saints sideline.
We're seeing a little piece of history here tonight. Tom Brady, 313 career starts, and he's only been shut out twice, and not since 2006. Those Microsoft tablets have taken some blows.
Go F yourself. He screams at Dennis Allen directly during that game. Totally dominating Brady, and Brady being frustrated as all hell. After that game, here's Dennis Allen talking about beating the Bucs and Brady.
Dennis, I know you wouldn't claim to have like the secret to being able to stop Tom Brady, but if the defense is going to have the success you guys have had against him a number of times now, what are some of the key elements that you have to do?
Well, I don't want to talk about all those things because then we're giving them the leg up a little bit. But look, we just got to go out and execute our job. And we did that. And certainly, they had some injuries in the game, which I think helped us. And our guys went out, and there was a game plan that we had in place, and our guys went out and executed that game plan.
Dennis Allen playing it coy right there.
Well, yeah, you don't want to say the things that you have had success doing because you don't want, especially with a division rival, you don't want to give them.
He wasn't so coy on the field, though. If you go back and watch that video, like he goes like on the field as Brady's walking by him after that final pick to basically end the game. He's giving him the yeah, you like that. And that's what made Tom just like Tom didn't even have to walk over to him. He got in Tom's face. Basically.
I do like that part.
You do like that.
I like that. There's
like that.
A little bit of sandpaper to him. And what better time than when you actually do something
yeah man
to, to to start talking.
You show him up. Go
shutting
ahead and do it.
Tom Brady out at the crib? Yeah, that is worthy of doing some stuff.
Here's Brady after that game about Dennis Allen.
Didn't execute great, obviously, and just a tough night, so didn't do much anything right.
This Saints defense has handled you guys better than anybody else. What makes them do that? What has allowed them to beat you guys in four regular season games like this?
They're pretty good. They got a really good defense, really good scheme. Tough to go against. Well coached, a lot of great players, a lot of veteran players. They played together for a long time, so they did a great job.
Tom, after you threw the interception, looks like you had some words with Dennis Allen. What was discussed there?
Oh, nothing. Just football.
Just football.
That's awesome. Great finds, Danny. So we were talking about it when the Dennis rumors were out there. We were talking a little bit about the Bucs stuff, and Tanny's like, well, let me look into this. That's awesome. Lawrence, I'm looking at a Pro Football Focus article that breaks down the personnel and foundational principles that Dennis Allen used against Tom Brady.
Okay.
That's the biggest deal. Like people were freaked out. The tight coverages. Here's what he does and how much that he played the 4-2-5 with two linebackers.
Okay.
An awful lot. So was in the nickel with just two backers. Sometimes he played the dime with just one backer. Never once did he play base.
And he had an agitator. Oh, thanks. Nicely done. When he had an agitator on that defense also, which Bears fans should remember from the playoff game in 2020.
CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Yes.
Yes, he did have that guy. And he had Marshawn Lattimore. He had Cam Jordan.
And Marshawn Lattimore is
known. Comps to Jalen Johnson.
Well, he and Mike Evans.
He's an agitator. Oh, yes, absolutely. And Martin, we saw him get beat in that Tampa Bay-Washington playoff game, but the history says Marshawn Lattimore got the better of Mike Evans in a lot of those matchups that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So in that 4-2-5, it's T.J. Edwards and Jack Sanborn, right? I'm tired of Tremaine Edmonds.
Oh, man.
I'm done, dude. I am done.
I wonder what Dennis Allen's going to think about him.
Jack should be the guy that's out there, though. I think you should find another. If you're upset with Tremaine Edmonds, I get that.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be, oh, well, Jack Sanborn will just be out there.
I mean, that's one of the guys that we got to look at and think about Ben's vision for, you know, and Dennis Allen's vision for this particular Bears defense is, to Shane's point, Tremaine. I mean, you want Tremaine and all that money? What's the dead cap situation if you get rid of Tremaine?
He's still crazy athletic.
Yeah, and he had, and there were times where he played pretty well. There were times where he made some impact and the impact plays as well.
I feel like Jack Sanborn is like he's got the perfect role for his career right now. I feel like he's perfect. Like if you're playing a 4-3 in the low red zone, if you know it's going to be a run heavy day for the opposing offense, that's a perfect guy to have. You know that he's a sure tackler, that he's going to hit a gap and do his job,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to ask him to do any more than that. Once you start asking him to do more, then he can get exposed, and you don't want that.
And the biggest challenges in terms of quarterback for the Bears defense are not necessarily going to be guys like Brady who don't move super well either. I mean, this modern NFL, man. It's crazy. Looking at Jalen Hurts and Jaden Daniels and Mahomes, obviously, and Caleb, guys who can create.
And Love.
And Love. Guys who can create and hurt you with their feet at the end after you've done everything well.
C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. Yeah. He can do it, too.
Yeah. Even Brock Purdy.
He can do it a little bit.
Yeah. Brock can move. I'm fascinated with that. How do you figure out how much money to pay Brock Purdy? Because he's pretty good,
mm-hmm.
but he's not great.
Yeah, you can get in trouble if you pay pretty good. But here's Jalen Hurts making $51 million.
Yeah.
And they're in the Super Bowl.
Yep, for the second time with Jalen Hurts. Although the first time he was not making $51 million.
This is true.
A lot easier for that to be a thing.
Shane, you wore this hoodie yesterday. I wear this hoodie today. I think you wore it yesterday. It is lovely. This Bulls promotional hoodie with the Derrick Rose Day. I don't know if you can buy them anywhere. You should be able to. They're exquisite.
It's really awesome. You cannot buy them anymore. They were just for Derrick Rose Day. And for people who don't know, it says one 4/25, meaning January 4th, 25th, but it's 1 for Derek in Chicago, 4 for him in New York, and 25 for him in Simeon.
Simeon.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful hoodie. I got a ton of compliments on it as well.
So did I. The bagger at my Mariano's.
Oh, that's nice. It's a nice come up.
Yep. Hello, how are you?
That's good stuff.
Yeah, and the Marianos, I wasn't as confused this time around. I know you guys were worried because they redid the Marianos in the South Loop. I did have one moment where I went to get what I thought was cookies, and I ended up in the paper towels aisle because they changed everything around.
They don't taste as good.
No, they don't. And they don't have
rough
double,
on the system.
They don't have double fudge either. There was no double fudge.
Well, they
fudge.
Do.
Eventually, maybe. On the back end. But not on the front end.
That deserved a rim shot, but that's okay.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Yeah, belated. Love him.
So legend. There's a Chicago athlete that has their own meal at McDonald's.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
So we're going to come up with our own meals.
So you can put your own meal together? That's a thing?
Well, hypothetically,
all right.
You can.
I'm in.
And we're going to. Next on The Score.